give a man a vagina and he will shbich for a day. Teach a man to use his hand as a vagina and he will shbich for a lifetime.
You know what I've been learning a lot lately?
What's that, John?
I've been pulling down Ace of Spades way too far, but it's fucking blaring in my ears right now. Like, when you hear the recording later on, the way they've balanced it, like, I have to bring it down so I can hear myself talk. And I'm a loud mother son of a, you know, bad word inserted there. But I have to bring it down, like, all the way so I can actually hear myself outside of the damn headphones.
And yet, wouldn't it be better if you just left it up and stopped talking?
You know, I've missed you, Kate. I guess it would, for the good of so many. But it's my show. It's not Lemmy's show. It's not the Ace of Spades hour. It's Papa's
basement.
You certainly
don't have the Power Mall.
I don't have the two Cocoa Puffs. That's really what they look like. I wonder at what point in life he was like, fuck it, this has zero impact on my ability to have sex.
When he learned guitar.
I guess. Well, he's bass. He's a bassist. He's one of three cool bassists. I think he also got... begrudgingly, I'll name Gene Simmons. He certainly had a bunch of sex.
Well, he's not cool as a person.
Oh, he's a dick as a person.
Yeah,
on stage,
he's cool as a member of a seminal rock band.
Yeah, the Dragon, spitting up blood. You gotta love your Gene Simmons.
I'm interested to know who's your third.
Well, I guess the easy one would be Cliff Burton from Metallica. You can throw that one up.
Enough source material there, though?
No, not in the least. That's why I hate people venerating Cliff Burton.
Yeah. I was going to say Tom Araya.
Yes, Tom of Slayer. I'm down with him. Well, let's do the introductions, because you guys are hearing a bunch of voices you haven't heard in a while, or you haven't heard ever. I, of course, am John Papagiorgio. The show is Papa's Basement. The website that has everything on it, inpapasbasement.com. You can subscribe to every episode of this bad mother... Shut your mouth.
Talking about Chef.
Don't. Not even close to Chef.
You mean I wasn't soulful enough? I didn't sound black when that came out of me? You weren't fooled by my negritude? You can get every recording of Papa's Basement by going to inpapasbasement.com. That will then send you to the iTunes subscription link. That's up at the top of the site. So do that and subscribe and rate us positively. Don't do the roll your eyes move.
Nobody can see me.
I can see you. And I can feel you. I have a heart. I
Not
don't just
there,
have these,
though.
These golden...
Wait, am I Tommy?
I don't just have these golden pipes right here. I've got a heart.
You also have boobs.
Yeah, right between my moves that are jiggling as I do the heartbeat with my fist against my ribs. Right between those meaty teats, I got a heart.
Three sizes too small.
Yeah, marble-encrusted Kobe beef-looking heart. But it's there, and it still counts. So go to inpapasbasement.com, subscribe to us. We've got every episode just listed on the front page as well. Got my writing there, the Facebook links, facebook.com/papasbasement. And you can find all of us on Twitter, and that would be me at Papa's Basement. Long lost Kate, who's wandered back in studio.
Moo.
Hi, Kate. So glad to have you back.
You like my cracking my knuckles, too?
I've just missed everything. Can you crack your toes as well, for effect?
Probably. I don't know if everybody's going to be able to hear it, though. No, I don't think that picked it up.
If you want to get a hold of Kate on Twitter, she's at Atomic Kate, two C's in the middle. You spell the Kate with the C, you end your atomic with the C.
Thank you for that explanation.
That's how that works. We've also got in studio, longtime listener, like since the beginning. It's a real honor to actually meet this guy in person.
Pleasure to be here.
He was the first dude that ever like talked to me, and I was like, I listen to your show. I'm like, but you're not my mom.
He's like your only Twitter follower who is somewhat literate, too.
Yeah.
Full sentences.
Well, he's
amazing.
He's just an overall nice guy, knows his stuff. He is David, a.k.a. at Really Profound. See, I won't give away your last name. Unlike Howard, I care about you.
Oh, that's very kind.
So your privacy matters to me.
No alias whatsoever.
Yeah, well... Exactly. What do you want to go by? You're David already. I let it out of the bag. Screw the alias on top of that. If you want to get a hold of David, he's at Really Profound. David is, Irish by way of Canada, correct?
Correct, yes. Irish born and bred, moved to Canada about 5 years ago, and I've been there ever since.
And David just has been talking to me for years via Twitter, you know, mostly a sexual relationship. Now, I...
Occasional Redskins flourishes.
Exactly. His beautiful girlfriend, Tracy, is just nodding along. Tracy's here as well. You can...
From Canada. Originally from Canada.
You're Canadian as well, yeah. But
I... Real Canadian. Actual okay. Canadian, though. Not Irish by way of Canada.
I'm
Canada
so
by way
dumb,
of Canada.
Like, I heard you talk earlier, because we had dinner right before the show began, and I took him to the Best of the Best, by the way, the La Choza Grill.
More of which later.
Yeah, we'll get to that one. We'll get to that. Was just like a little puff of air on the clit
experience.
Of the show. Just like a little more to come. Just trying to work you up there. So I was listening to you talk, Tracy, and I was like, she's American. Like, just like there's this vast difference between you guys, because I'm expecting you, if you're Canadian, to be like, A, and not talk about guns every 5 seconds.
What are you talking
about? There you go. Thank you. So you're actually Canadian. He's Canadian.
Actually,
you're American.
Well, I'm Irish. I'm not sure if I'm going to pledge my allegiance to the Queen just yet, but we'll see how much it costs first.
Okay.
How much is my allegiance going to cost me?
Yeah, exactly. And that, and whether or not I can keep my Irish citizenship and things like that. Boring stuff. But
Dude, if I had the Irish accent, I still wouldn't get laid, but I could.
Well, look at you. Not even the Irish accent can overcome.
The Irish accent is such a force. Is it not, Kate?
So one time, one person I know actually said they don't like an Irish accent. I was floored. I was absolutely floored.
When did you meet Hitler?
When did you meet Satan? I had a similar experience. When I was younger, I dated an Irish lad. And
Got a type.
He was horrible to me. And so it really put me off. I was very much against an Irish accent. And David's is a soft accent. He can lay it on thick for you if you need it. But
And that's just the accent.
Oh, I get that. I get a sexual innuendo when it's spurted in my face. So, no, it's just it's weird, like, to meet you in the flesh, and then we're doing this, like, an hour. This is like meeting someone off the net for sex, where it's like this forced intimacy, because you've talked for years or months or whatever, and then it's like, well, we're going to meet up, and it's all good. It's just going to flow.
And is
I wouldn't know.
Can't relate.
You wouldn't know. Yeah, you actually went to bars and were attractive and are attractive still. Wait, okay. I don't want to jump the gun here, but you know what? The surprise could come out. While we were talking, David and Tracy and I, again, we did the dinner thing at the beautiful La Choza Grill, however you pronounce that. And no, I'm not getting paid by them. I just think it's funny to say their name to establish their very... I don't even know. It's you can't determine a country of origin from that,
is
right?
Is it C-H-O-S-A?
C-H-O-Z-A.
Is it C-H-O-I-Z-A?
Could be, sure. Yeah. Add in an extra vowel. Make it sound fancier.
We say Z in Canada, by the way. It's Z-A.
Z-A.
Z-A. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's that Rush song that's... How do you...
Oh, Y-Y-Z, yeah.
Y-Y-Z.
So,
I love hearing that.
So there was someone, just on that particular topic, there was... Someone who saw that song in Guitar Hero for the first time said, yeah. Oh, how come that's weird that Rush, you know, Rush have a song called YYZ because the Toronto airport is called YYZ.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck you think it's called? Pull that out of their ass. Like, YYZ's a sex thing.
Yeah. So, so Z in Canada, but I was trying to speak to the... Speak to the crowd here.
I'm broadening everyone's horizons.
Everyone's learned a little. Yeah, Z.
I didn't
Z.
know that because I don't take Canadian as a foreign language, so I would have just assumed
it's one of three things I know. I think I learned it from Trailer Park Boys. I learned that and the name of the
things.
Band Helix. Like just this old shitty rock
Congratulations.
Band. Or maybe they're good. I don't know. What do you think of Helix? You know who Helix is, of course.
I don't, actually.
Oh, my God. They're like
I'm
this
sorry.
Huge Canadian
Let
act. They're like Canadian AC/DC or something like that.
You see, the thing is, there's this huge subset of music from Canada that only Canadians know about. And they get very upset
when
you don't know them.
There's like the air purity laws. They literally, do they still have this where it's like the airwaves have to play like 80% Canadian artists
or something? There's a percentage. It's not 80% but it's up there and...
there's a lot of Brian Adams, a lot
Michael
of Gordon
Michael Bublé
Lightfoot.
Again, Avril Lavigne, it's great.
Oh, he's Canadian? That would totally explain why. Never mind.
Exactly. Totally explain why he's a
I love him
person.
So much. Yeah. Yes.
He's the teats.
He's right up there with Celine Dion. Right?
Yes.
I love her.
No, I always found that funny that they have to, hold on, I might have to turn myself up in the mix, or it's just one of those things where I sound low. And then you listen to the episode. David, you listen to a ton of episodes.
Oh, yeah.
How do I sound? Is the mix good or am I loud?
It's usually very good, except that time you had the lisping thing going on.
Yeah, which was like a fucked compressor, apparently. Stop. It wasn't me just being, yeah, like I hadn't just sat on something for 16
but
hours.
That went
smuggled on, a bowling pin.
That went on for about 5 episodes, and then I realized you hadn't developed a speech impediment.
Yeah, it really was like some screwed up compressor on the board.
Suddenly, yeah. John discovered something about
himself.
Yeah. Like I'm wiping the yogurt from the corner.
And then he went to Rehoboth Beach.
Yeah, exactly. A gay old time. But while we were talking after the dinner, doing our show prep, which you can tell was just exhausting.
Yes.
David let drop something that blew my mind, a tweet of yours, because he's got this photographic memory for things we've tweeted. And within moments, he
was
pulled
up. Was it the one about my vagina not being shiny enough? Because I can explain that.
No.
We might want you to explain that anyhow.
Yeah, exactly. Why isn't your vagina shining like a Care Bear's tummy?
Why isn't it reflective enough, actually? Anyway, do go on.
July 5th. I remember. See, I can remember things now. You tweet something about everything's going okay because, one, I believe you booked like a wedding reservation type thing.
Yes.
And I don't remember what part two was, but part three was you said... You are up to a 32D.
Yes.
So I was told by this man over here, and you've mentioned fake tits before.
And they've occasionally, fake tits in general, sometimes come up on this show.
Yeah, especially with Will present. He's not here right now, but I will gladly carry the torch for him. So he's like, dude, how are Kate's new tits? And I'm like, what? What?
You know, that's funny.
Excuse me?
That is a tweet I would have expected you to jump on.
I think I was out of town at the time, and I was explaining this to David,
I was dead at the time.
Literally, the entire time you haven't been on, I had like a whole actual functional adult relationship.
No.
Yeah.
That can't be.
I know. Isn't that fucking
well,
mind-blowing?
I'm glad that's over.
Yeah, oh yeah. No. We're back to this now. Back to square one, because he was like, how long has it been since Kate was on? And I'm like, I literally... don't remember her making fun of me pretending I was in a relationship or accusing me of that for like 5 months.
I'm so glad that's how you remember me.
Yeah, you would have just been like, hey, how's your fake girlfriend? That would have just been the show. And I would have said, she's real. She exists. And I would have shown a photo and you'd have been like, nice photoshopping. Where did you rent her from?
You're not just going to carry around the one that comes in the wallet?
Yes. With just my head cut out. Yes. From like a prom photo.
Just like draw a big beard on whatever the guy is.
Yeah, it's me.
That's totally me.
So I walk in to the studio and you're already waiting here. And I just peer right around to see if you've got some massive fake tits going. And I go back to the little kitchenette where Dave and Tracy were. And he's like, so? Are they big? Are they fake?
Because I had no reference material.
Yeah. It was just like, maybe there are always big fucking fake looking tits. And I'm like, I don't want to offend her or the surgeon because she might have spent several thousand dollars here, but I am not really noticing a difference. And like, Kate, you're looking.
I love that this is a whole conversation.
You're looking very good. I love what you did with your hair. And you've got your nice smile.
You got that smile thing.
Yeah, exactly. You're not grimacing. Like you dropped a cinder block on your spine and you got a grin. What's going on? Because then I was like, well, the tweet mentioned she's a 32D. And I wanted to get all authoritative on the subject of tits. I'm like, well, even if the letter's big, if the number's small, maybe they're not that big looking. And Tracy's like, no, that's the rib cage. You don't get your ribs enlarged, shithead. I'm like, okay, good point. Well, I didn't notice a big change. So what is up? Because... literally, when Will came in, he's going to come in 9. So let's say 40 minutes from now, when I guess you want to two ships in the night. I thought it'd be hilarious and I'd have 15 minutes of material where he just sees your big fake tits and he's like, what? Well, I haven't been on the show in a long time. Kate's really funny. Why is she not here?
That's almost like having Will here. It's kind
Can
of eerie.
Can I help you to the car? It's dangerous outside. So you look about the same up top.
Yeah, so, well, I got my bottom enlarged to go with them. Oh. So you just don't notice a difference in proportion.
So you just look like a dumbbell now.
No, the issue was that they were getting in the way, and it was just too complicated, so I had them taken out.
Really? What? Did you?
You're so freaking gullible.
I know. Well, I was like... Fake tits are one of those things. I think you'd get them and you would fight. Like if your kid is born with half a brain and everyone else is like, pull the plug on this fucker. You're just like, no, it's my baby. He'll regrow that other half of his brain. And then you know, after like 2 years, you pull the plug and your family's devastated. That's the same thing with fake tits. Like the doctor could be like,
so you imagine,
hey, your jugs are just slothing down your chest. You know, the entire area is necrotic now. You're like, don't touch them. I paid good money for these. Boys like me.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think that's how it actually happens. Okay. I don't know if boys like me anymore.
Clutching at your green.
I need to know is one boy likes me.
Yes, that's Mr. Pants. The husband-to-be. When are you getting married, by the way?
Next year.
Okay, cool. I was telling them I love that you're marrying Pants because he's one of those quiet, laid-back guys.
He's awesome.
Who... typically, I think, would end up getting fucked over by a woman.
No, surprisingly. So I would have thought that, too.
Yeah.
He
seems like the even-keeled guy.
Very nice. Yeah. Like, just the sweetest person.
Like me. But, that's why I just get the shit end of the stick and all these
right,
things.
Right. So instead...
moving swiftly on.
Just going to slide by that one. So as we've, you know, dated for... several years now, and we've run into a few of his ex-girlfriends at events, and mm-hmm. you know, he's always very nice, and
a lot of NAACP things.
Yeah.
Pants is like, you're my first white woman,
because he looks like that kind of guy. I realized that he actually has broken up with a good number of his girlfriends.
Really?
Yeah, and I would have just imagined that girls always break up with him, but that is
yeah,
not the
he
case.
Just seems the type.
And I have grilled him on this, thinking that he's just trying to spin it this way. No.
Now, to be fair,
yes,
he might have been driven to it. They might have done that passive aggressive thing because that's how my thing ended. She just got really weird and quiet, and eventually, it's like.
You got faded out.
Yeah. It's like, oh, no. I don't think this is working. And it's like, what? You're breaking up with me?
Fake tear.
Exactly. Like, it was this fucking short, like, just an inch short of, like, accidentally texting me a photo of, like, another guy's dong in your mouth. And I'd be like, what? We can't work through this if you insist. If you're okay.
No. Actually, he was proactive, and he broke up with women that it wasn't working out, but not because they were being passive about it.
Wow.
So, yeah. Strangely, that does happen.
With like the Hugh Hefner jacket and the pipe, and he just takes it out. He's like,
way too cool for school, man.
You didn't get the implants. I wanted you to get the implants. Good day, Peggy Sue.
No, he's really, really sweet.
But all right, back to the tits.
But yes, I did not get the implants. What I did do was I went to a bra boutique thing.
Okay.
Because none of my bras were working. Some ladies may know what I'm talking about. Like, I would have one.
Like, they would burst into flames and leak oil and stuff. Like, how does a bra not work?
Well, okay, so you get one size and there are two.
Such a shame there's no video.
Like, there's.
Yeah. Kate's just like got her hands up. But they're like cupping air tits, like they're so far out. This would be like Christy Canyon. Yeah,
they're definitely bees the way she's cupping, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like a flat jazz hands thing, but against tits that would be like 8 inches off a ribcage.
So the issue is like, so you get one, and then the breasts start to sink into them. Like they're too big for your breasts, but even though they seem to fit when you're trying them, and it's just weird.
Thank you. I've heard this before, like on. The two non-pornographic websites I read, and I've just noticed this when I see girls put on their bras. If I had a bra, isn't it really supposed to kind of shove them up there and keep them from like
loosening the skin? Well, it's not necessarily a push-up. It's not supposed to be necessarily a push-up bra. It's not to like necessarily lift things up, but it's supposed to like touch your boob all over.
And but they kind of seem like what you're describing, where they're riding fairly low in it, and there's not like, a ton of support.
It's like there's a cup, and then there's like a boob.
So does it feel
weird?
It's
just like sitting in this bigger cup.
Both of the girls, I guess, can take this. Does it feel weird when it's actually not
if
lifting?
If it's wrong, it's not, again, it's not lifting. It's that you're covered there, right? You're not sagging. You're not necessarily lifting unless it's a push-up.
Right.
But if you have one where, you know, I've had ones where the cup is just, it's really, there's a lot of fabric there. And it comes, you know, all the way up almost to your collarbone. But then there's these weird pockets and it doesn't. You know, and then it looks funny under your
shirt. Well, that's even worse with you'll get ones that are mostly fabric and then they start to stretch out weirdly or something. And then there's these weird wrinkles.
So you can't get
anything that's not a shaped cup these days.
Now I'll throw it to the gentleman here. It looks like when I think of a bra, I think it should be if your breasts are your nads, like I feel the bra should hold them like a pair of briefs does. Like your scrotum's all the way pushed up.
Well, sports bras do that because sports bras are supposed to hold.
But even normal bras, I figure, should do that. And instead, it seems like they hang like boxers, like nads.
Not like boxers. But I really
that's the only time you'll ever hear breasts compared to testicles.
But I really like bras that don't have a lot of stuff in them and shaping, and that they're just cloth. Mm-hmm. So they just give a little bit of support, so things aren't bouncing around everywhere when you're driving. But they're not hiking things up and squishing them together.
I thought it was almost like the way a Chinese lady binds her foot.
No, it's not like duct tape where you just wrap it around your chest a few times.
So like you pull it,
smack them together.
Like grandma pulls her tits out at 60 and they're still like up to her throat.
No.
Like that's what I thought.
Take that gravity.
So anyway, it is difficult to find though, because I have the exact same. You go into some of the shops now and this is gel, and this is push-up.
Yeah,
and this
everything
is
like this.
And I just want a basic cloth. I don't want, you know, my tits to look like, hey, these are my tits, but actually it's 3 inches of material and my tits underneath
that. Yes, it's like these monstrous foam things, and you cannot find anything that's just a simple bra. So anyway, I was having really difficult issues. So either they would be too big and things were floating around, or they would be too small and I had like double boobage going on.
Oh, well, like where
there's like a crease.
And then there's
like a dimple. And I didn't like that. And so
that's kind of fun. The Goro tits.
Yeah, no. It's not my look.
Was that a Mortal Kombat reference?
It was. Forearm Goro. The Goro women that have four tits. I don't know. That's how muscles work.
So I went to a bra. Is it? So I went to a bra boutique and I used to be a 36B, which is what I still am now, like if you do the traditional bra sizing, and then the plump ethnic woman who was like snapping things around me and lifting things up and throwing things here. And
she sounds like she served us the meal we had an hour ago.
So she was like, okay, take everything off. And then she's like poking and squeezing me into stuff. And she's like, oh, you're a 32D. So now I'm wearing 32Ds. And
is it more comfortable?
It really is. I never would have guessed that, because again, you know, not D in my mind, but it's really fantastic. Everything is held just right. Yep. It's all just right.
And now that's beautiful, man.
Isn't it?
Now we have debunked the tweet.
Now when are the 42 Vs coming?
I'm gonna need some help funding that.
Okay. Cause you have mentioned in the past.
Like, I would consider it, yeah.
Yeah, you've considered, and then you've been like, I would dance for him too. And I'm like, that's so fucking all American. Like, I want to cry.
This is the American dream.
Yeah, like, this
screw
is
screw that house and car and family shit, man.
Every girl in Oklahoma is just
I'm
wiping a tear
and
away.
I'm
right
dancing
now.
For yeah, my boob job.
Exactly. Those lucite heels clacking away.
Nope. I am back to the pole, though.
Well, that's good. I missed my birthday lap dance.
That's true. Cool. Oh,
yeah. Had to get one from Will. Stop poking me. I wasn't done yet.
No hands.
I didn't know Panama was such a long song. Well, that's cool. I mean, I was expecting big fake tits, I like just seeing Kate.
I like to ruin your expectations.
And we're all glad that you're comfy.
I'm very glad. You.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Hook me up with your bra lady. All right.
It's a nice little boutique. They're a little pricey though, so yeah.
How much now? Bras, even cheap ones, are. Hold on, I can do this. shit. You probably got like a Walmart model that's like 15.
Well, where do you shop for your moobs? You got to get a training bra for those, right?
I have to order them special from Cosmo Kramer, the man's ears. I'm trying to. So you probably got like a workhorse bra option from Target, let's say 18. I've heard Victoria's Secret can whore you for like 35, no problem. So
or
special,
more.
Yeah, or maybe up to 50.
And they are not comfortable. I'm sorry. I've tried them.
I did not like them. They seem like they're all image.
They're okay, first of all, they're not comfortable, so they're not doing anything
we,
for
like,
me
took
personally.
You turn into tranny hour. I'm like, if I were wearing silk against my testes.
But they're also like not super sexy. So like I look at Victoria's Secret and I'm not seeing any, like they're utilitarian looking, mm-hmm. but they're not super sexy. So if I'm going
like
to spend that much on a
bra,
it's not duct tape and barbed wire. It doesn't have the little flaps for your nipples. What
yeah,
is that?
Pull out if you're lactating. What the hell? Who are these ladies with their birth control?
Yeah, so they're not sexy, and I don't know why you would spend that much money on a bra that isn't comfortable. At least for me, didn't work that well as a day to day bra, and yet. Isn't like something.
Well,
that
just
like,
so many girls shop there, right? Like, isn't the whole thing you come home with your little pink VS bag or whatever
Screw
the hell it
that.
Is? Yeah.
Wait, this is recorded, right? So I can say bad words.
Oh, you can say whatever the hell, yeah.
Fuck that shit.
There you go.
Right. Damn, I've been missing it all this time. It's
you can catch up. Don't worry.
Goddamn motherfucker cocksucker.
All right. Slow down there. Slow down. That was
shit.
A little much.
Only with cause.
Face four.
Now you're just celebrating it. Well, I'm glad you're back. I'm glad your boobs are okay.
You're sad they're not better.
Well, no, you got good boobs. I always said that. I just, I think you'd rock fake ones too. Because I think, unlike Will.
I got the hips for it.
Exactly. Like, Will would be like, oh, just make them like, you know, fucking 62Z so that they just rip the rib meat in between and become this one Cyclops tit. But I think you'd be a good candidate for like tasteful
implants.
I'm just
gonna put a throw pillow under my shirt
exactly.
and tape it down.
Big fucking mask, and you can
one of the cylinder shaped ones, like the neck pillows.
Yeah, and like you could press down on one, and it would shove over to the other, and give you like a double tit on that side, nothing on the other side. Boink. It would be very bizarre. But I'm glad you're here. It's been a while. And as long as, are you, how many bands are you in still? 16?
Just one.
Yep. So are you actually telling me that you're available more than?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I wasn't asking anyway, just covering my bases, yeah.
Well, you know, John is doing a lot of the shows on a biweekly basis now, so it's not always on the 3 p.m. slot.
Yeah, I do a lot of pre-recorded crap,
yeah.
Honestly.
I like to stay in bed a lot.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. If I was being worn out by the thunderous passions of Mr. Pants, your gorgeous fiance, I would need my sleep too.
I'm a little creeped out that you keep speaking to how handsome he is.
David was asking, like, you've actually met Pants. I'm like, yeah, he's a nice dude. Like, he's one of like three people you meet.
He's dreamy. Is that what you really said?
You just wouldn't want to screw him over. You know what I mean? Like, most guys you meet, and it's like David, I wouldn't want to screw over either. But a lot of guys, if they rub you the wrong way, it's like, I would plow your girlfriend just to fuck you over, you dick. But Pants is one of those nice guys where you're actually like, I hope it works out for you too. You seem happy together.
He's very sweet.
And like I said, because he's nice, I also, just what you expected, I think a lot of the black women he previously dated dumped him. But
I don't know where this black woman rumor got started. I'm not going to disabuse anyone.
Pants is just the whitest guy ever, so that's why.
Is he ginger?
No, he's not ginger.
He's just like milky white with like.
He's not milky white.
He's
seriously,
pretty white.
He's not that pale.
Okay.
He's light skinned, but he's not that pale.
I remember him as pretty pale. Like, he would just be the t-shirt, shorts, pale white guy look.
No, he's not. I've definitely known paler men.
Okay.
No, not dated.
Known in the biblical sense?
No. No, no, oh, no.
That's why I just like imagining him waking up to this chocolate brown woman, like pulling the wig hair out of his mouth. Like,
well, you know, next to him, I do look black.
A little
bit. I mean,
bit.
He's that light. Now that I have a tan, especially from the summer.
Yeah, he's a light dude.
He's several million shades lighter.
I want to picture him living out the lyrics to Brother Louie. Just waking up. And rolling over and putting this skeleton white hand on this charcoal black ass, just palming it. Like, yeah, that's what I hit.
No, so actually the two exes of his that I've met are actually paler than he is.
That is the type of guy that screws white chicks or Asian chicks. That's the way he dabbles.
I don't think he's had an Asian girlfriend.
Really? Just white?
Just super pale gingers. The creepy pale kind of gingers.
Oh, my God. Like, he could have had gingers. Like, he's so pale, he's almost ginger himself. Like, there's no way.
No, yeah, he's could not have that pale, it. Though. I don't think he's that pale. I think you're overstating
how
pale he
is. You just said people scream the N-word at you when you walk down the highway with him.
Yeah, but that's me, because I'm darker than the average bear.
You're not that dark. Stop trying to sound like one of our waitresses from earlier. You look
what
like
you talking about?
No, oh, I wish they were that fluent.
That's English you're speaking. There's
yeah, exactly.
Difference.
It no. was just like, yeah, it was pretty much no. that. It was like, what do you want? And then you'd say your order and nothing gets written down. And she just kind of stares blankly. Yeah. we'll get to it. Because it's such an earth-shattering story that I could convey in 8 seconds if I were just talking to someone on the street.
He said, yeah.
Again, just way too much English. Like, I'm not even kidding.
I'm learning Spanish, though. I totally know how to say quesadilla.
Really? Yeah, me too. Burrito grande. I know how that one works. But we got Kate out of the way. I was going to talk Dictator, which was the opening sample. It's been the opening sample, like, stuff from the Dictator for 3 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
Have any of you guys seen it yet?
Yeah we've seen it.
Date Night. Really okay. Romantic.
Mm-hmm. It's one of those films like Idiocracy or Office Space that I just rent it and I'm like, that was great, and I return it. And 2 days later, like, I'll be chilling with a friend. I'm like, we have to watch Dictator. And I don't know how many dollars of mine Redbox has gotten at this point showing Dictator to people. It is funny.
At a certain point, maybe you want to purchase the film, though.
I
own Office Space and had David watch it. He hadn't seen it.
Uh-huh.
And so I had him watch it for the first time a few months ago.
No,
and I'm still sitting on the couch just laughing my ass off.
Is it aging at this point? Shit from 98, 99 is starting to look old.
No, I don't think so.
You know what?
I think it's holding up.
Your boyfriend reminds me of Berger. What's his name? From Office Space, the main guy.
Ron Livingston.
Yeah, he's that level of white, but with like kind of lighter hair. But in the face, aren't they the same?
Hair. I don't think so, but
does he like kung fu? Does he like to watch kung fu?
Did he have sex with Jennifer Aniston?
Not as far as I know.
Mm. He might have broken up with her, though. Lots of people break up with her.
He does watch a lot of the Asian martial arts movies.
I thought it was going to be Asian porn.
No, no.
Like, Mr. Chu's Asian Beaver. That has never come up on the air before. We can go there.
No, he's like introduced me to a lot of action flicks, Asian action flicks. And I tried to introduce him to the Asian.
And crap like that.
And Ong Bak and some other ones.
Ong Bak, that wasn't a joke?
No, that's an actual movie.
That sounds like me, like if an Asian woman cuts me off and I pull up next to her and I just like pull on the sides of my eyelids and I'm screaming shit.
And yet I made him watch Battle Royale.
Yeah.
And he did not appreciate it as much as,
I got 5 minutes into that and then I put on like a 30 for 30. I need to watch Battle Royale.
It's you must watch
exceptional.
It.
Exceptional.
I've really heard good things, yeah. And I know Hunger Games is just.
Exactly. It's
but with
totally...
white people, so it's better.
No, it's actually not. The Asians are much more vicious.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's awesome.
Well, it's Asian people dying.
It's like Battle Royale light.
Okay. I have no urge to watch The Hunger Games. Like, I don't try to fuck 16-year-olds.
Don't do that.
Anymore.
No, just
exactly. I learned my lesson 3 months ago.
Just watch Battle Royale.
Okay.
Watch Battle Royale.
I will watch Battle Royale. I think it's on Netflix. I will do that tonight after we have some beers or something like that. Just enough to drive home sober. Just...
Mm-hmm.
Are you listening?
You know, this is on delay, so there's...
Exactly. The officer will find this USB stick as I'm walking the line and touching my nose and doing my ABCs backwards. Whatever the hell. The stuff they have you do, I couldn't do sober.
I know. I've always wondered about the ABCs backwards.
The ZX... I could do, like... Is it ZXY or XY?
ZYX.
ZYX. Oh,
I'd get arrested immediately. W. Yeah. I'd be Zed, and they're back. Like, what the hell's wrong with you?
We need an
interpreter.
You're
drunk. Who's
Zed?
No, it's... I think that one has to be, like, an urban legend.
I don't know anybody who's been asked to do it, and I do know people who've gotten DUIs, so.
I know. Well, I've had friends that were, like, legally drunk, and they were asked to do the field test before the breathalyzer, and they passed the field test, even though they were drunk.
Yeah.
And it was like,
well,
go
you
on
practice
your way.
Enough while you're drunk.
Yeah. I know the walk the line and touch your nose.
Yeah. Oh, but there's more that they make you do, like balance. That one's difficult.
And I bet there's a follow.
And especially
follow
if you have to balance and
eyes.
Close your eyes.
Yeah.
I can't even
oh,
do that.
Oh, man. You do that shit face. It's like on a roller coaster. It's like the edge of the Titanic. You know,
That's really hard to do sober, though. You try and stand on one foot and close your eyes completely sober.
It's totally
you won't
rigged.
Be able to do it.
Oh, it can be done. I instruct boot camps, and I actually use that at the end as a cool down, as a balance exercise for core work. And yeah, people are falling all over the place.
It's brutal.
You just do it because you like to laugh.
Yeah, I'm like, now close your eyes.
And then I shove them.
I was like, how was your workout, shove?
I like her.
She's good. That's what I'm saying. I met them both and I was like, oh, we're talking. It's natural. I don't have to be weird and shut
that's
down.
That's really weird for you. I mean,
I
that's
know.
Not,
you
not
know how I hate people,
experience.
Kate. You know how I dislike humanity.
I do.
But there's like three people in the room I like and myself.
That's pretty good numbers.
Oh, that's a damn good ratio. And Will will come in. I've got fond feelings for him, too. My God. It's just,
why?
Yeah, I know. It's a little questionable. Good guy, though. He's all right. He's all right.
You're vouching for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
I'll vouch for blood.
Doesn't count for much.
So we got Kate and her boobs covered. We did Dictator, where I'm just, yeah, Dictator, see it. I know that Sacha Baron Cohen seems kind of played out by now. Am I the only one that thinks that? Like, am I trying to be too hipster and avant-garde with that?
No, he was played out in Bruno.
Yeah, exactly. I think by Bruno, people were like, that wasn't funny as Borat. He touched a dick. Queer. And that was it. Like, that kind of derailed his career. And you want him for the improvisational stuff, but Dictator, it's got some lulls where you're like, and not lulls, like L-U-L-Z, like funny stuff.
Not
like,
the lulls.
Yeah, lulls. Not the lulls. It's got how many L's in lulls? L-U-L-L-S?
There's three L's total.
There we go. Okay. I passed. See? I'm sober. So it's got these weird lulls, like these amazingly hilarious moments, and then these other moments where it's just like fucking two jokes that die, like on the operating table, and you're like, ugh, how was that not scooped out of there? So it's inconsistent, but its highs are impressive. That was my vibe. You guys, same?
I enjoyed it. How did you feel about the end and the big speech at the end about America? How do you feel about the speech about America at the end? Because obviously coming from a Canadian standpoint, I found it hilarious.
Yeah, I agree with everything he said. Like, there's this whole thing where he just goes on about the things that are allowed, what, in a dictatorship but not a democracy. And then he just names all the horrible shit that goes on here. Like, I don't know, bad mortgages being passed and the CIA watching you and crap like that. And it's 90 seconds of material. So I thought it was just kind of long. That's all. It was like, fuck, I get it, man. You know, he's like literally listing everything wrong with America. So it dragged a little. But no, it was funny to me. I got no love for... I don't hate America. It's got all kinds of great possibilities and shit, but it's got its flaws. So I'm fine with people mentioning its flaws. I like the place. I'm not in a prison cell. I probably should be. Yep. In other countries, I would be. And here I am.
You got the right look for it.
I do, yeah. Well, I told you about the time going through German customs. They let the rest of my family through, and they pulled me aside because I'd grown a beard in that time.
Oh.
And they're just like, so...
Because I'm guessing the rest of your family is dark, too.
Well, it was just me, my brother, and my mom. And they're much
Will
lighter.
Looks nice in German.
Well, with the shaved head, yeah. He looks like he subscribes to their ideals. Yeah. He doesn't look so German, but...
And they're really not worried about where you come from.
Yeah.
Where so you want to go.
They pushed the other two off to the side of the Papa Giorgio clan with me. I was like, so where do you live again, and where are you from, and where have you been, and how long? It wasn't... Like, I wasn't taken in a back room and had my prostate checked or anything, but...
Too bad.
Exactly. Exactly. I haven't
There's
had a blonde in a while. Come on. Like, I just fly in and out through Bonn every 2 weeks. Like, damn it. So close. But we did La Choza Grill.
Yes.
Let's just get to that.
Absolutely.
Our lovely dinner. So I was to meet David and Tracy at 6:30 p.m. And I pull up right at 6:30. I was very proud. Like, I do all the crap I have to do beforehand. I even, in an effort to get here on time... It was just number one, but I didn't flush. That'll be waiting for me when I get home.
Proud of you.
Mm-hmm. And I pull in right at 6:30. Literally, my little clock goes 6:29, 6:30. That's how I knew it was 6:30, Kate. The clock told me.
That is absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
In joke.
Thank you for keeping this one rolling. Just the enthusiasm. It's like goddamn electricity.
It's why coursing I'm through this. Here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she's running out of batteries.
Oh, she's low. Oh, no.
Someone plug her in.
So you can tell time. I'm so proud of you.
I'm a big boy. It was on the small kid clock.
And you went potty on your own.
I made a potty.
Yay.
It was a big potty, too.
Didn't flush, though. So
didn't flush.
Some work to do.
That's all right. You'll get there.
I'll be honest. It was a couple potties kind of piling up.
All in the name of the environment.
Yeah, exactly. It looked like a spilled Gatorade. That's all I'm saying. So I pull up, and immediately I recognize David from his little Twitter icon. Even though it's shot like at an angle, and you can kind of just see the Redskins cap, I'm like, ah, the Redskins hat. I know that. And these two fine people, they want to get like some local flavor in. They're like, well, take us where you want to go. Take us where the food is good.
Where the locals eat.
Yeah, and I wanted to go to just that shitty chain Glory Days because we've been eating there all the time lately. We go there, and it's just their crappy burgers and wings and just everything that a Fridays or anything else could give you, but it's right there.
Yeah, but it's local.
It's local, but it's a chain. So I was like, you know what? I actually know a place that's local. You're not going to find it anywhere else.
You know. For good reason.
Yeah.
So you didn't take them to Pollo a Loco?
No, I took them to La Choza Grill or Choiza or however you want to pronounce it.
Choiza.
Yeah.
La Choiza.
Choiza. So we go there, and I think, God, is it El Salvadoran? Because I think it fancies itself
what is the word of your people?
The pupuseria? It just sounds like poo-poo to me. So I'm like, yeah, I can't even finish the word. So I'm just like, I'll take two of these, the poo-poos.
You also like the poo-poo platter at Asian restaurants?
What is poo-poo platter? I've never
variety appetizer tray.
Okay.
And it's mostly appetizers I don't like, so I don't get it, even though it's really fun to order.
I've never been tempted. Exactly. I've never
give it a shot.
Pulled at my eyes it's and gone poo-poo platter, and then
you actually don't need to pull up your eyes in order to order.
Really?
Really. They will understand you if you just ask for the poo-poo platter.
If I just pull at the sides of my eyelids and they're like,
no, it strangely does not affect your pronunciation at all.
Really?
Yes.
You're also never going to fool them into thinking you're Asian with that beard.
I don't, you know, I guess. They have hair issues over there. They go in the opposite direction. Here we like everything shaved. There it's like, oh, look at that bush. That's how they say it too. And then they're pulling at the sides of their eyelids.
Yes.
So.
Well, I'm surprised they could even see that bush.
Exactly. You're right. They have to do the way they make fun of us lounge eyes, where they pull on their eyelids in the opposite direction. They're like, oh, how you see with all the air getting in your big eyes.
That kind of went Asian black.
Yeah. Yo. So we pull up at La Choza, because I'm like, I've eaten here a couple times. It's funny because you're usually the only white person, so that it meets the hipster criteria, where if I want to look cool... Mm-hmm. Like, hey, I took you to this place of color, C-O-L-O-U-R. And we get in, and the first thing I noticed, my first reaction, was the hostess that seats us, and you don't have to answer this if it gets you in trouble with Tracy over there. Bra that seats us is pretty kind of hot.
Not bad.
Like, fucking little thin Latin number and these, like, hot pants. Like, literally just the
They do like their hot pants.
The tightest shorts. And I didn't like the cheesy nylon she had to put on with it. It was, like, almost Mexican Hooters in its vibe. Like, this little tight red top. But she didn't have the greatest of racks, because that's not usually... Like, some Latin girls can have the huge cans, but usually they have...
Well, they're going to have more going on.
Well, it's like they have ass cleavage. A friend of mine, a Cuban girl, Carmen, always said this. Latin girls get ass cleavage, but their tits kind of like point in opposite directions. It's like no one can win on both fronts.
It's true.
And then pants is like, except for black women. And then he squeezes a black ass again. You're only half? I thought you were all.
No.
Oh.
Half Hispanic and the boobs go in two directions.
It's true, yeah. It's like if
getting cleavage is damn near impossible.
If you punched a comic book character in the nose and his eyes just kind of...
Yeah, that's exactly what happens.
Yeah.
Nipples are like this.
Yeah, so I figure Hispanic women would love Wonder Bras because then they're a threat on both fronts. and this one definitely needed one.
Well, I'm telling you, though, when the breasts are apart like that, you need a lot of doing to get them together to have enough cleavage. Because you got the mass for the cleavage, but they're just too far apart.
Do they actually, like, start so far apart that if you try to cram them together, it you lose them, like, in the process?
I don't quite lose them, but it creates a weird cleavage. So instead of being that nice single line, it's like this weird Y shape. And I'm like, that just looks like you're trying too hard.
I got you.
So I just do it without the cleavage.
Because I remember some chick, she's Mexican, I guess, and she had a very nice ass. But yeah, she had the Latin-y cleavage thing.
Yeah, and you can't, there's just no way to get them together like that. They got to start closer together.
Yeah. And it's fine.
It's a tragedy.
Go doggy style. Everyone's happy. Yeah, everyone's a winner.
How did we get back to tits?
how did we stray? That's the real question. So we get sat down, and I'm like, well, I hope we get more of this saucy little number waiting on us. And instead, she's just the hostess. Out thunders this woman who literally looks like the other one, plus 20 years and 200 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
minus the English.
Yeah. It's funny, when I really think of it, you will never see an older Latina that's not fat.
No.
They just put on rings like a tree.
It is what we do.
Yeah.
Age and we get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, it's like a candle just dipped in wax. And after a while, you're like, hey, the candle's done. It's like, nah, we're going to keep dipping.
We get drippy like that, too.
Yeah. Oh, it was just like, it crushed my boner. It was literally going home with your hot girlfriend to meet her mom, and her mom is just a dumpster fire. And you're like, oh my God, how long until the pin falls out of this grenade?
But the funny thing was that, that I found anyway, it was this older lady was in pretty much the same rig out as the younger one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, just.
Oh, yeah. Because there's not age appropriate in the Hispanic community,
no,
is my opinion.
And there was another one, I guess it would be the porridge that Goldilocks chose, if Goldilocks was into, like, still unattractively fat Latin women. But there was, like, a medium between the two who's also parading around these fucking hot pants and, like, a red top that just hugged the contours of the upper body.
The hot pants and tight tops are the Latina uniform. They really are. When you go, if you visit this area, there's a lot of Hispanic neighborhoods and shops that are Hispanic. And the displays are always of just the bottom halves of mannequins with hot pants on them.
Just like, this is how your ass is going to look.
Yeah.
We just don't have enough Hispanics in Vancouver, you see. So
we
have privy to this.
Such a mixed area.
It's fantastic. It's fantastic. I live.
You can experience anything.
Can I tell the hairstylist story again?
Do it.
I told it before. Okay. So I live in a place called Annandale.
I know Annandale.
You know Annandale.
Korea?
Yes. Annandale is pretty much known for its large Korean population. So we have bulgogi and bulgogi and bulgogi and bulgogi.
Yeah. And dogs?
Exactly. 17 pounds.
No strays. Anyway, so it is really known for being Korean. And Pants used to live in another neighborhood. And he would get his hair cut by a very nice Korean lady. And
then cruise the neighborhood.
Yes.
For his yellow fits.
So in this other town, Centerville, he went out to have her cut his hair. And she said, why haven't I seen you in a while? And he moved in with me in Annandale. And this lovely Korean lady shakes her head and says, mm-mm-mm, Annandale, too many Mexicans.
Oh, my God. I love real race. I hate it. When, like, real, like, bleeding heart types are like, oh, it's the white man and he's so full of hate.
Oh, no.
No, fucking everyone hates each other. Oh, my God. I've had black friends who are like, you know why I like you, John? Because you're so racist. And I'm like, well, I guess I'm not if we're good friends, but thank you for, you know. I'm racist in the right ways, I suppose. Like, if a qualified black candidate comes in for a job, he gets a job. I'm not racist in that horrible sense. But I can bitch about people with the best of them. I just hate people that think racism is just white on X. It's like, no, fucking everyone hates each other, man.
And it's really prevalent in this area. The longer you hang out here, the more different types of people you will see and the more you will realize that they do all hate each other.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Why? If you're Asian, why wouldn't you hate a Mexican?
Just makes logical sense.
It just yes, does.
That just at its surface makes total sense.
They've got an ass and you don't, and they have a good time and you don't.
But did he... So when Pants was in the hairstylist and... Like, had the hairstylist ever met you?
No.
Because then she's going a little close to the line there. You are half Latina.
Oh,
you could
yeah.
be full.
Well, that was the awesome part is that she says too many Mexicans. He comes home and tells me the story. And I'm like, now I got to go.
Oh,
I was like, I'm his girlfriend who lives in Annandale.
Oh, I would have joined in. I'd be like, yeah, fucking peeners. Like, just ripping. And then come home and kissed you on the sweet, soft lips. Just like, hi, baby angel. Mwah. Miss me. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I am.
You're done with your little fantasy.
I am. Exactly where I come home and I kiss Kate. Completely turgid.
In Annandale. Yeah. That's the part of the fantasy.
I'm just going to walk her down this right now. It's just me coming
up. Just
my
stop.
Freshly groomed hair. And then I just take off my shirt before entering the house for no reason. It's like, hey, gal, I need to wring out the sweat.
It's so disgusting. I'll tell you about my icky yoga pants then.
Oh, no. Why? What happened? Do they smell like
nothing.
Fishies?
If you're just going to keep talking about this, I'm going to start telling you about my disgusting yoga clothes.
Girls don't have icky clothes.
Oh, I do. I took hot yoga.
Girls sweat out flowers and little Debbies.
Worst. Man, it was funk city.
Oh.
It's terrible.
Ah.
And the funny thing is I don't sweat that much. And I'm not naturally a stinky, stinky person. I'm not saying I don't have any body odor ever, but, you know, I'm just not one of those people that has to pay a ton of attention to that very carefully and make sure I'm always cleansed and odor free.
I shower once a day and put on deodorant and I'm good.
Are you?
I don't know if that
because, you know, you don't notice your own body odor.
I mean, do you want me to bend over and, like, fan out my ass for you?
No, but I'm just saying, like, I don't have to worry about it. I know
it could
some
be a bit
have,
of a disaster.
Have
I'm
bigger
not going to lie.
But... And, you know, sweat more and whatever. But I'm in this yoga class, and about halfway through, it is just like, what is that funk? That is terrible. Oh, God, it's me.
Really?
It was awful. It was absolutely awful. It was a stink like I've never known before.
I've never smelled, like, outside of a bathroom. Obviously, like sometimes
well, not like
you
that
take
stink,
a dump, yeah.
That,
and you're like, oh, I
did not shit myself.
I await the
class.
Smell of my own product, you know, like the fucking proud baker. Like, what did I come up with this time? And every so often, you're just like, oh, I know where that came from, and it's still disgusting. That's how you know it's bad.
It came from La Chueza.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm looking forward to all of you going home tonight, this evening, after your delicious meal at La Chueza.
La Chueza. So we got this lady, and she doesn't speak English, the fatter version of the thin one. I mean, Tracy over here was just like, I don't want sour cream on my enchilada, and nothing's getting written down. And I'm just laughing because, you know, me, I'm a fucking garbage disposal. I'll eat whatever. You could be like, here's a plate of bones and battery acid. And I'd be like, okay, where's the salsa to dip it in?
But we had,
she's picky, I guess.
But we had mentioned, in fairness, we had mentioned three Latino foods.
Yeah. And
it
you guys, you
wasn't
even
like we
tried,
were ordering burgers.
Well, it's funny because.
Chicken enchiladas.
Yeah.
Where are your raviolis on this menu?
Yeah. Well, that,
I want the mac and cheese.
What was great was David and Tracy.
I think there was mac and cheese on the menu.
They thought like she was getting tripped up by
salsa
the,
and Tom.
By the Spanish words, because then they'd be like pollo, enchilada. And it's like, no, she just doesn't get the instructions around everything else when you're saying no sour cream and crap like that. And sure enough, it comes out just bathed in sour cream.
Oh, but you missed the best part. She takes the orders. She goes back to the kitchen, and then medium-sized Latina comes back a few minutes later. She goes, she forgot your order.
Yeah. Literally, we give this whole thing, and she's acting like a savant waitress because it's just no pencil to paper. Right. It's just like, yeah, I'm getting all this.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
And it's like, no, please, no sour cream. She's like, yeah.
So I'm thinking, okay, well, the food will come. It's going to have sour cream, but I'll deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
No, the other waitress comes back. She doesn't
just
remember
like she just
a fucking thing.
Forgot. Like she was just. And then what's great was as the second waitress who speaks like much English is out there taking care of business. The first one waddles back out, and she's like, "No, that one pupusa." And I'm like, "No, I wanted two actually." Like she tried to cover her ass and be like, I recall some of this. It's like, no, sweetie, you fucked it all up.
No, clearly you guys were changing your order to make her look bad.
Now, that would be hilarious.
It would have been hilarious. Why didn't you think of it?
I don't know. Because my heart isn't filled with wickedness. Like, I love my fellow man of all colors and all creeds.
A, that's bullshit. And yes. B, wickedness is fun.
It is. It is. I don't know. I wasn't thinking quickly enough. That's really it. And she hadn't pissed me off enough. Like, I was just laughing. Why is the robot penis mic moving around? Thank you for tightening the nut, sir.
My pleasure.
And I'll tighten that one. So we're all good. But that was the experience they had. A bunch of Latin people who I guess are rare in Canada. I've heard Canada is like a bunch of Asians, actually, white people.
It is. Well, the question you would have to ask if you were going to be an immigrant, why cross two borders?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's true.
So
I figure they're like in Iowa now, the Latin community. Mm-hmm. They're everywhere. So I figure it's only a matter of time till you guys get to benefit from their presence.
Nope, because then you'll have to get into that extra country, and
it's just hard.
Border is just a little bit harder.
Jump the new ACs or whatever the hell it is.
Well, you don't have to when you move from state to state. You don't have to do anything special. You just walk across because that's how America works. But to get to Canada, there's a border there, and they check your passport.
They actually care. They do what we talk about. Like,
so they'll get up to Minnesota.
Yeah.
But they won't go any further.
There's a lot of Latinos in Minnesota. Like, no bullshit. You think that it's like Viking land, like it's this Aryan wet dream in Minnesota?
Nope.
No, it is getting Latin as fuck in Minnesota.
But there's a lot of farms there.
That's true. A lot of picking that needs to be done. Mm-hmm.
You see, in Canada, or in Vancouver at least, we have our own kind of Mexicans. They're called Filipinos.
Okay. Everyone's got their Mexican.
So all the jobs that would normally be taken by, I guess, you know, Hispanics in states that are closer to the U.S. border, to the Mexico border, such as Minnesota and Iowa, for example.
yes, exactly.
those jobs are taken by Filipinos.
Okay.
And Canada has a very generous immigrant policy. Thanks. Thank you, Canada.
You're welcome.
That allows, as long as one person becomes a permanent resident, that one person can then sponsor a significant part of
their entire family
to come back, skilled or not skilled. And then
we don't have any sort of skilled thing.
Yeah. So that's and that enables a lot of Filipinos to come across. Now this is the part where I say I have a Filipino friend and he's awesome.
Yeah.
But it's true.
I have that too. Like my black friend
and my gay friend.
Oh yeah, exactly.
but it's true that the Filipinos come over in similar state to the a lot of Hispanics here with very little English and they live in communities in which they speak exclusively Tagalog, so they would never
what the hell is their language
Tagalog it looks like Tagalog.
I was gonna say it sounds like Kellogg.
What are you doing here? That's creepy. What are you like? Waxing down your mustache?
Like, the mustache is all... It's at that curly pube point where it's like one will just randomly stick up my nose.
You can keep this to yourself, man.
What?
I don't need... What is... It's like your evil henchman guy, but haven't quite gotten down, like, the evil thing you're going to do like this.
Well, it's because I don't have a white person mustache. Like, it sticks out straight. I look like a fucking catfish.
That's why you're an honorary Caucasian.
Exactly. On a technicality. I'll take it. Don't worry.
So, but to take it back to Filipinos and Mexicans, I will say that I had a Mexican friend who I thought was Filipino. So I can totally understand how it's the same thing here.
It happens. I do actually have a Filipino friend, Chris. And
You named him. You've dropped
it's
the
girl,
ruse.
It's a girl. Chris the lady. And we actually went to Mexico. A couple of us, there was a group of us, but Chris was with us, and yeah, they were trying to speak to her.
Well, Filipinos.
Oh, well,
have
I feel
Spanish
a lot
blood.
Better now because I thought, oh my God, what a horrible person I am.
No, they would try to speak to her, and she had no fucking clue what they were saying, right? But they mistook her for Mexican.
All right, well, I feel bad. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
This was a validating trip.
Well, I think, we got the travel stories to get to, because that was kind of the whole thing. David and Tracy wanted to do their stories from the road, but we've already banged out an
hour. Hogged all your time.
They can God be hour two. I'm just saying we should probably like actually chop this one up and start a new one.
Did you catch that just at the end? Just getting a few extra invert value for money.
She remembers all of a sudden that this isn't the live show. But we can do the Surf Rider, wrap this one up.
Are you going to get new music, man?
Oh, why would you change the outro?
I fuck perfection.
Not the outro. I'm just saying Lemmy.
It's like, just same thing with my beard and hair. Why would you mess with perfection?
Right.
Thank you. Thank you, Kate. So we're going to come back in about 5 minutes after I chug water to soothe my throat. Because I don't talk from my diaphragm. I talk from up here. And after 2 hours, it feels
from the moobs.
Yeah, exactly. From my moobs, where my power is drawn.
We've all been hoping that over the years you would eventually permanently lose your voice. But that
no, that's
not
going
to
happen. Even I'll have an American spirit in between with you. Or have you not...
I don't buy cigarettes anymore.
But you'll have a couple, right?
I'll just still smoke occasionally.
There you go.
Well, I don't even bum them actively. It's just like, oh, hey, you want to smoke? Sure.
Well, you know, John's going through a breakup, so it's a good time to bum him.
Well, that was the excuse like 3 weeks ago. Yeah. Now I'm just smoking again.
Now you're just the same depressed piece of shit you always were.
I've even got a bronchial infection. I don't care. I'm like, the smoke chases out the germs. Well, Kate, thank you. Yeah. And maybe you'll come back or you'll just have the cigarette and peace out. I don't know how you want to roll. We'll figure it out.
You mean tonight? Yeah, ain't happening.
Okay. It's at Atomic Kate if you want to get a hold of her on Twitter. Kate, what exactly do you do that they can... Is there anything like I can help you make money on or...
Well, if anybody's in the area, I have a gig at Dogwood Tavern in Falls Church on September 22nd.
Okay. I will make sure that gets
all zero of our local listeners.
Well, yeah. No, we have a couple. But also, don't you do like web design or freelance?
I do. You can just go to AtomicKate.com.
AtomicKate.com. And David and Tracy, you guys will be back for the second episode. It's at Really Profound if they want to get a hold of you. And Tracy, you got a Twitter name you want to throw out there?
I do not tweet. And you guys can try and convert me maybe, but...
It's good stuff. Oh, and there's Will just peeking his head in. We'll get a hold of Mr. at Billy Basil in the next hour. I am John Papa Giorgio. It's at Papa's Basement if you want me on Twitter. But the big thing to remember, in papasbasement.com, it's got every episode of the show uploaded to it immediately. It's got my writing. It's got the iTunes link so you can subscribe to us. I think that's it. Kate's fake nodding off to be a twat. It's good to have you back. Until next week or next episode, because they're bi-weekly now or twice a week. Bi-weekly would be every other.
I mean, what?
I don't know. We'll be here soon enough.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.